So Ben Bikak on Tempo is by Richard Thompson, and it serves as an unlikely first choice for a CD like this, but it was the first one that came to my head, and I'm not sure why. I just randomly made the list, and this one showed up first. Many years ago, Richard Thompson, by the way, Richard Thompson's amazing acoustic and electric guitarist, whom I've seen play many times, and usually he plays, these days he plays solo acoustic guitar and sings, and on this record, on this particular track, he was joined by a percussionist. But he explains in the liner notes of his record from which this comes, called A Thousand Years of Popular Music, that Rolling Stone magazine sent him a request to list his, top however many top 100 songs, favorite 100 songs from the last 1,000 years. And he thought to himself, well, of course they don't really mean that. They only mean the last sort of 50 years. But he took it upon himself to go, all the way back to the Middle Ages and comb through his favorite material. And that tune was by an Italian composer called Vecchi, I think VECHCCHI, or like, so his first name was O. So it's O period VECCHI. The only reason I think I remember that is because I was taken by the harmony of this tune. This is partly why I like his voice, and I love this guitar work too. And it's cool that it's only two people making that sound. But and I like to sing along anyway. But that's beside the point. What I really like is the harmony, the way the harmony kind of goes into two different keys. And I rewrote an instrumental song, and it's called Al Vecchio, which is, a pun on the composer. And if you ever want to hear it, let me know. I'll play it for you, or we can play it together in the lessons. But the tune has different keys. Without getting into too much analysis, it centers around D minor with its dominant A7. And then goes to, I'm sorry, did I just say A minor? It's D minor and A7, clearly mark D minor as like the tonic of the song. But then it also goes into A minor and C land, the key of C. D minor is related to the key of F, but A minor and C are obviously in the key of C. And so on a broad scope, the tune is four bars in D minor, 2 bars in C, 2 bars in its relative minor, which is A minor, and then 2 bars in D minor again, and then 2 more bars in C, then 2 more bars in F, and then 2 more bars in D minor. So it's toggling two different keys and their relative minors. So you gotta love it. I just love the harmony. So listen to it, and if you want to look at it on paper with me sometime, I would love to. And enjoy his voice and everything. And by the way, this is like a slapdash. This is not a proper tune for which that composer was known. It's like a little juicy bit of gossip. The lyrics are like some racy bit of gossip that he wrote down. So it's like a frivolous, non-essential. It was non-essential to that composer, but I think it's a cool tune. And by the way, this is a really fun album. You should listen to the whole thing. There's songs like I Live in Trafalgar Square, Sam Hall. And it goes all the way up through the present. He even does the cover of a Madonna song. You have to listen to this record. So enjoy.